Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Approve check number 460898 through checks 460978. Warrants 7495 through 7496.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, and I have for October 13th regular session minutes and executive session minutes, and October 14th regular session minutes.
And October 7th, didn't you, sir?
I do have October 7th.
Move to approve regular session minutes for October 7th.
Second.
I'm sorry. Go
ahead. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I had a question on October 13th minutes.
Okay.
Under the Aulis, Akers, and Harney update, so second page. It says that Commissioner Wyatt moved to continue with Cox Health Plan for another year with a 5% ratio increase.
Not ratio.
Was it
5%
rate?
5% rate increase.
Okay. So you guys want to make that correction?
Of course.
Did you see anything else? That's the only thing I saw. Did you see anything else?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do have a question. The Dearborn Life Insurance, does it go from January 1st of 2021 through January 1st, 2023?
That was what it said on the... I don't have that with me, but I read it right off of the...
Did you? I was surprised, because normally, you know, it goes December 31st.
December 31st, yeah. Don, do you know? That's where I read it from.
That's strange, because you... Okay.
Move to approve regular session minutes for October 13th with corrections.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for October 14th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And move to approve executive session minutes for October 13th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Work authorization agreement number 20112. I have a letter dated October 16, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above referenced work authorization agreement by and between Great River Associates Incorporated and Taney County pursuant to a contract of employment dated January 2nd, 2020. And approves the agreement as to form.
Due to the fact the purpose of this agreement is for phase one of the Taney County Expressway project, I'm not ready right at this moment to to go with that right now. I need to do, I think there needs to be more discussion. And if we approve this agreement, then that's committing to going with the county doing that expressway.
I don't know. I don't disagree we need to discuss it more. I don't know that this doing the work authorization agreement is an automatic we're doing that.
So the work authorization agreement would give us the go-ahead to start some of the preliminary right-of-way and work towards starting that project and see what the actual footprint would be, narrow that down and talk to the landowners officially. It could be canceled at any time. If it's canceled, then whatever has been used to date, say canceled January 1st. Whatever work has been done to that, you would just pay for that portion, you have that data or whatever, but then it's stopped. It's not a, there's no, the performance portion of our contracts typically are, just work done to date, and if the county calls us and says, hey, please stop, then we usually give them a letter that says, on this date, we receive a call from the county commission for Fendi Road Bridge. Do stop services immediately on projects to stop us from time to time. On projects due to something changing in the county. And we'll go into the county into our program for local loans to pay for that portion. So say, you know, 5% done, you can pay for 5% of it. Whatever the hour recharges of the employees are, yeah. Up until you just stop. It does not commit you doing the whole thing, but it does start to move forward with the right of way as far as the land surveying portion. Which we are trying to get down this fall. We're glad to have further discussion here on the bridge. But you are not obligated to finish it.
No, this is phase one, it says, and it's up to $1.142 million and it describes, you know, what is to be done on that. And like you said, I guess we sign that and say that you're going to do this, and then we back out on it, and you just pay that portion of it. But I think before we enter into phase one of it, then we need to, because you're not going to do phase one and then not do the rest of it. And you know that.
No, you would hopefully, in theory, you would do phase one and phase, you know, final phase.
Because a part of the purpose of phase one is getting the right-of-ways and so
correct.
Forth.
Correct.
So I just said that I think we need to have more discussion on it before entering into this agreement, because by entering into this agreement, we're starting phase one of the Tan Can Expressway. I think we need to give it just a little more thought and have more discussion with Road and Bridge and employees that have pulled from there. And we were presenting a very good plan, which go out 4 to 6 years on out, depending on...
26,
yeah. And...
In theory, it might be able to be shorter for the most part because the length of the budget. Mm-hmm. 2026
is
our
target.
Yeah. So... my understanding was the last time we talked, we wanted more information to further discussion. In order to get that information, we would have to have some boots on the ground to get some of that preliminary stuff done.
And then
we'd be able to actually make a better decision on what the true costs are going to be. I mean, I was thinking that was kind of
the way that I would see this moving forward, what we were planning before, we would finalize, we would move out there with the survey and shoot the topographic survey.
Do you mind coming to my room?
Sorry. For those that don't know, I'm Jason Simples with Great River Engineering. And so the first phase of phase one, 1A, we'll call it, would be we would get out there and we would survey that this fall. And we would punch a handful of geotechnical holes. It's actually about 40. We would need to get right of entries from the landowners so that way they're not startled by a survey crew showing up. We'd want to make sure everything's out in the open for them. We would finalize that alignment. Right now it's based upon the county LIDAR, which is plus minus a foot, roughly, but whenever you get into heavy tree coverage, it can be a little bit further off. Once we have that alignment done, which we would hope be done, and that boundary survey work done, we would hope that'd be done early next spring. We would be able to say, alright, here's our finalized alignment, here's what we found whenever we went out there, here's how that adjusts our plan, and then the commission could say, yeah, we want you to continue to move forward, or wait a second, that's not quite what we thought or what we want to do. Same goes for Road and Bridge. We would
we would be able to tell them roughly where rock depth is the entire way. Of course, there's always a joke about Taney County's fairly shallow to rock, but we'd be able to calculate that and then work with them to go forward with their phases. Are you sure you can do this portion, or do you want to move this portion to the front, move this portion to the back? I would anticipate with a project like this, we would have at least a monthly meeting with the commission, where at any time they could say stop, because we would say, here's what we progressed within the month, here's how this affects the overall plan, and then that way you're always in the driver's seat. And we work pretty close with the road and bridge to deliver that every month is what we would do. I think that I'm perfectly happy. We can have a discussion or look at different options. Glad to do that. But where we're at right now is we've got a pretty good preliminary alignment. We want to nail that down with just a little bit more, and we want to start the environmental slash right-of-way portion. But we want to go in little blocks along the way with this, so that way the commission could say, hey, this is a rabbit hole we don't want to go down. Let's go ahead and hit the brakes right now and pause it for 6 months. Let's go ahead and hit the brakes and stop it right here. And we would do that. That's not a big deal for us. As far as that happens more often than you think on different projects where people say, go, go, go. Oh, wait. Maybe I don't want to do that one yet. I want to do this other thing. That's pretty common in this field. But it would get it where the commission and Road and Bridge could have regular updates on the next steps of progress and how that affects the overall time scale and how that affects the overall budget. So if something were to change, let's say COVID 2020 hits and it's a terrible year for everybody, you could say, wait a second, we need to just put the brakes on everything. All that's kind of routine with what we do. Not that you're up for a vote, but with city councils, they change pretty often, and they may have a totally different agenda and completely abandon one project and they go for another one. So we're pretty used to stopping.
Well, to me, that wouldn't be a good use of the county funds. Start a project and abandon it. Pay for a service and then switch.
The biggest part of that is making sure that we keep you up to speed so you don't... What we don't want to do is get started, not show up for 6 months, and then you go, wait a second, I don't like anyone up here. I want to stop that immediately. What you want to see, okay, at the last meeting, here were the written meeting notes of that. I really liked what I heard. I gave this input. I wanted this change, or this was my concern. Next meeting, they addressed that concern. So I'm happy with the progress at each stage. You know, we don't want you to, if we just go away and design the road and bring it back, you may not like what we end up with. And so we want to make sure that the county commission and Road and Bridge is involved throughout that, so that way we don't get down a path where you don't like the end result, if that makes any sense.
Quite honestly, Jason, there's certain things I wanted to kind of search out on it to be sure before putting my voice to commit the county to this.
I understand.
And I fought for this project when we were going out for the grant, and I did everything I could to work with that, the government on it. But right now, in the lieu of a lot of events taking place, there's other things I wanted to search out on this. I did not have time this last week. I was very busy working on insurance, doing a lot of search on that. And that took up my time that I maybe would have spent on that. But right now, and then I've got another project I need to, but I just like to give it more thought and search some more things out that have been brought up to me.
Yeah, completely understand that. And I think that's not a bad position to make sure you want to make the right decisions for the county.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any other questions?
No, I don't disagree with that. I guess I know that this doesn't commit the county to anything other than allows you guys to gather more information, which is what we ask for, before we do make a final commitment or a more final commitment.
Correct.
So it gives them the opportunity, which again, we can discuss it again. That's fine with me as well. I just know time is a little bit of the essence because if we don't do it soon, my understanding is
so it'll
cost us even more to do the initial stages simply because...
What we try to do is leaf off, is what you're getting at.
Leaf off.
And they're just starting now. The leaves are going to be off for a little while, so a week or so is not going to make a difference.
A week or so is not going to make a difference.
A week or so, no.
A month or 2 months starts to get... Because we've got to call one call ahead of time, and we've got to make sure we get right of interest in the landowner, so we start to get worried if it... You know, but a week or two, no. A month or two, you start to get a little concerned that towards the middle, you're going to start running into legal.
And nothing was mentioned about a month or two. Just ask for a...
No,